Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, I'm Sam Speck in studio with a couple Field Kinley High School students. We got junior Madeline Murdoch and sophomore Anna Hoy in studio with us. Madeline, Anna, thanks so much.
Thank you.
As got junior on your way in the last semester of this year, no doubt about you. Excited for senior year?
I'm excited but very nervous.
Nervous, yes. Huh? Junior year's supposed to be the tough one. What, do you leave yourself with tough classes next year or something?
What do you do after senior year? That's the scary part.
That is, and don't feel bad because I took a year off and I was a dumb kid with that year off and kind of figured it out after that. But yeah. You've got time. There's plenty of schools around here too.
For sure.
CCC, yeah. If you wanted to put that in there. Anna, you are right in the middle of it.
Yes.
I mean, dead in the middle of it. So how's high school treating you so far?
It's going awesome so far. Got a bunch of stuff going on, keeping me busy.
Nice. Well, I see you got a swimming jacket on. You
yes,
part of the
sir.
Team?
Yep, and practice has just started on Monday, so.
All right. What relays or what races are you in?
I swim the 100 back and 50 freestyle, and then I'm in both of those relays.
Yeah, if you ever wanted to just go get your butt kicked in a workout, it's swimming.
Yes,
it is swimming.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, it is.
It's way harder than it looks.
my cousin did water polo for a long time, and I was like, oh, that's easy, right?
No.
And it's. I think they're 12 or 15 foot deep pools that you have to doggy paddle the whole time and play in handball. So, yeah,
it's unbelievably
exhausting. So, Madeline, Anna, however you guys wanted to start, if you wanted to go back and forth, I know you guys got some announcements for this week. Is it spring break next week or is that just the middle school?
It starts on Friday.
Oh, man.
Yes.
All right. So, however you guys want to start the announcements, go ahead.
So, just a little recap in sports. Last week on Tuesday, our girls traveled to Tonganoxie to play in their first round of sub-state. They did lose, but they played a good game. The next day, Wednesday, our boys hosted Osawatomie at home for their first round of sub-state, and they won, which took them to their next round of sub-state, which was in Kansas City Piper. They played a tough game, but they ended up losing in their second round of sub-state. Forensics competed on Friday, March 1st, at Southeast High School, and... Also, the band is hosting a mattress fundraiser Saturday, March 9th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at CCC Nellis Hall. Save up to 50% on off retail mattresses and name brand new full with warranty, all sizes, layaway and delivery available. Also, congratulations to the February Students of the Month. They are freshmen Heaven Mims and Jacob Vanderlinden. Sophomores Ellie Gossard and Andrew Roush, juniors Hallie Herkelman and Drew Cormier, and seniors Caitlin George and Josh Isle.
So last Monday, all spring sports practices started, so good luck to everybody going out for those. Last Wednesday, FFA competed at Neota Shea, and we would like to congratulate the following. Owen Carr got first place in beef placement, Will Huff got first place in ag mechanics and repair, Emily Swagger got first place in horse entrepreneurship and vet science. Taylor Isle got second place in ag services. Annie Rexwinkle got second place in beef entrepreneurship. Desi Lee got second place in swine entrepreneurship. Tori Schufelt got third place in ag mechanics and design. Elena Newton got first in ag education. Hannah Carr got second in exotics and wildlife. And Amelia Molesby got first in nursery operations. Additionally, Emily Swagger now holds the title of District Star Placement for her SAE and was elected the District Treasurer this Saturday. Going into this week, we'll have parent-teacher conferences on Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday, Forensics will be competing at Greenbush and FFA in Miami, Oklahoma. And then on Wednesday, we'll have drum major auditions, so good luck to everybody trying out for that. On Thursday, we will have FFA Dairy and Cattle Poultry, and then going into Friday, we will have no school, but Forensics will still compete in Cherryville. Also, we would like to congratulate Titus Woodward, Brandon Berger, and Brady White for going to state for wrestling, and a huge congratulations to Brandon Berger for placing third.
Well, you got till Friday. Yes. And what is so spring break? Does that go all the way to next Friday? So do you, are you out the basically that whole 8 days or whatever it is, nine days?
Awesome. Oh,
what a relieving spring break that will be. Kind of a transition to basketball. I know the boys fought hard, but got beat out of sub-state, kind of transitioning into more of the spring sports as well. So great stuff. Appreciate you ladies bringing in the announcements here this morning from Field Kinley High School. That's Madeline Murdoch and Anna Hoy. Ladies, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.